Although today's gospel is not specifically assigned to St. Augustine, certainly it applies, for after his conversion, he was a man truly entrusted with 5,000 talents, for it seems there was no talent that God can give a human being by nature that was not possessed by this man, and upon his conversion, all those gifts of nature would come to the fore through the influence of God's grace, and so he would truly return all those talents to the Lord, and he would be rewarded richly. For in his own day, he would see the beginnings of Christendom settle down, for he lived in a time where it was truly felt that the end of the world was at near, and the persecution of Christians was raging in an unprecedented manner. And indeed, in his City of God and City of Man, he pointed out that Christianity in no way can be accused by those of the pagan world or any other world of being the cause of the evil in the world. He shows very clearly that it is indeed false philosophies and not the Christian philosophy that brings about not God's blessings, but God's curses upon society. And he pointed out that all that was beginning to transform society was the result of the intervention of the God-man Jesus Christ and the institute that he would establish for the salvation of the world. And so he was entrusted as a bishop with the overseeing of the Bishop of Hippo, but his influence would extend far and wide throughout the whole mystical body of Christ. And indeed, contrary to what some would say, especially those of modernist thinking who would declare that there is no such thing as a Christian philosophy, St. Augustine points out very clearly and indeed is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, of Christian philosophers. And he essentially points out that Christ is our philosophy, for if philosophy is love of wisdom, how can there be no Christian philosophy? For God is wisdom incarnate. And so he would work out his salvation in fear and trembling, giving everything that God had given to him by nature back to the Lord through the influence of his grace. And indeed, he would be a compassionate and gentle bishop and also a firm and gentle father. For one story illustrates his delicacy, not simply in the big matters entrusted to a bishop, but also in those small matters, that is, the true conversion and the education of young souls. For two young men had resolved at one day to strike their mother, and when they went to lift their hands to strike the woman who had given them birth, God, in punishment, shriveled their arms up. And so, knowing that St. Augustine had the reputation of working miracles, they thought to go to the holy bishop and deceive him. And so they came to St. Augustine with a sob story, upon which he played along for a while. And indeed, after they related their story to him, he said to them very clearly, "Oh, it is a tragedy this has happened to you, young man." He said, "Now, I certainly will heal you, but one thing you must do, you must tell me how this really happened to you." Upon that, the young men knew that they were exposed, and the bishop knew. And so they told him the true story, to which he replied that first they should get on their knees and thank God for anyone who would raise their hand against their mother should have been struck dead on the spot by Almighty God, and it was only his mercy that caused their arms to be shriveled. Then he instructed them they were to return home to the same woman, serve her in penance for 2 years, and then return, and then only upon the testimony of the mother would he work the miraculous cure. And so these two young men truly came to their senses, returning with their mother 2 years hence. They received their miraculous cure and went on to live very heroic Christian lives. And so St. Augustine was concerned with the affairs of his diocese and with the whole mystical body of Christ in each and every individual soul. And under the influence of grace, he showed himself to be truly a pastoral man. And so let us always take as our motto in life that which he has given us. Late have I loved thee, O love eternal, That is what St. Augustine said about his conversion, because he had known that his conversion was truly a free and miraculous gift of God. Indeed, in his life of sin, and some would even go so far as to justify his life of sin, for they would point out that he only had one woman with which he was living in sin, and so he wasn't really that bad. But St. Augustine knew quite different, for he was involved in a sect that was totally contrary to the philosophy and the life of Christ. And so, one day he would blasphemy boast, "O Lord, give me chastity, but not right now." And so, he truly knew the depths of God's mercy, for strictly speaking, he had no hope that he would ever come out of such a state of life, but the mercy of God would touch him, because his mother spent untold years, and indeed it was St. Anselm who instructing St. Monica to persevere, because, as he told her, the child of so many tears could not possibly be lost. And so we know the depths of his love for that virtue of maternity, and why he was so stern with those two young men. For he knew when a society became so depraved that it begins to reject a mother's love, then it is no hope. And in there, he was the forerunner of many saints who would come after him, including St. Don Bosco and St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe, who would not tolerate one thing in the concentration camps at Auschwitz, that is those, and especially in the case of one man, who began to curse the woman who gave him birth, to which St. Maximilian would reply, "It is simply not permissible." And so, let us turn to St. Augustine, who understood so well this principle, that when we reject the love of the mother, we are essentially rejecting the love of the Immaculate. And where her love is rejected, there is truly no hope of acquiring the Savior. And so, let us pray that the love of the mother is sustained through the members of the mystical body, and then they strengthened in this love, they go forth to the whole world to give to that world that philosophy which so drove St. Augustine and all the saints, that is, the philosophy of Christ and the love of all that he had taught, most especially the love of his channels of grace, that is, the sacramental life of the Church, which was the source of all of St. Augustine's strength and the heroic things that he would do for the Lord, upon which he would retire from this life and gain that crown that was prepared for him from the very beginning and prepared for all those who, striving to imitate St. Augustine, give back, whether they have been given 5,000 talents to begin with, 10,000 or 1,000, they give them all back and receive not double or triplefold in the end, but we receive a reward that we are truly unworthy of, that reward that St. Augustine presently enjoys with all the angels and saints, and the reward that we all hope one day to attain.